Aldo.
Welcome to another episode of Who Knew.
Welcome
to the Abbey Part 2.
Abbey Part 2, it is a blast.
It was pretty fun. It's very different than the first time we went. So if you haven't listened to that episode, 10 out of 10 recommend you go back. It's probably about a year ago when we went to the Abbey the first time for our very first overnight ghost hunt.
Yeah, it was like literally a year ago, so.
Yeah. And this was very different.
Yeah, it felt very different, and I think it definitely, personally, not to give too much away, but it definitely shed some light on how, like, you don't always, like, our first experience was so good, and, like, not that this one wasn't also so good, but it was definitely, it wasn't what I think we, either of us, expected.
No, and a year ago, we were both on night shift, and so it was easy to do, like, an overnight ghost hunt, and then this time, dude, I lost steam so fast.
Like, midnight.
Yes.
And that was, like, pushing it.
Yeah. And it went until 5, and we only stayed till 3.
Yeah.
Oof. It was rough.
And then we drove home.
Yep, and then we drove home. For, like, it was 4 terrible. Hours. Absolutely terrible.
It was great.
But, again, if you haven't listened to the prior episode where we did all the history and all that, just a quick rundown. The Abbey is, what's it, what's the actual name, the full name?
I think it's like the Holy Cross Abbey Winery something or other. It's like the Holy Cross Winery Abbey, I don't know.
Okay. Something like that.
Something dumb like that. That makes no fucking sense. It's
the longest, most redundant name.
It's the winery at Holy Cross Abbey.
Yes.
The like.
And the part that we were in is not even the winery.
No, it's not the winery.
Do they use that as like a legit church?
Still? I think so, because people, when we went there this time, were getting married.
I don't think they were getting married like in there.
You think they just had the reception in that like off building?
Dude, I have no idea.
I have no idea. They have to use it for something because there's shit in there. Yeah. And like they had like construction projects going on, so they do something.
Anyways, the Abbey is basically like a classic monastery that they way back in the day built to basically be like Notre Dame Part 2. But they built it in Canyon City, Colorado, which is like the prison capital of the
fucking West. World.
And so it did not succeed in being like this brand new Notre Dame, and has a pretty checkered past and is notoriously very haunted. So
yeah.
This was our second time there. It was awesome. Anyways, like I said, go back to that episode to hear the full history so that we can just...
We talk about secret tunnels in that episode. Like, what's not to listen to?
Yep, exactly.
Anyways.
So this time, first off, we always go with a company called Ghost Hunts USA. Totally recommend them. They're super, super good at setting these things up, and they let you... They give you, like, a lot of leash to play with.
Yeah. You know. Yeah, and they like really encourage participation. Like they'll lead it if they have to, but they really want like that good energy, like everybody being involved and stuff like that. So
I think our group struggled with that.
And I think that might have also been like what affected our experience, maybe. Just like everybody being so shy.
Yeah. But it was a much smaller group than we had last time. So last time there were probably 4 or 5 different rotating groups that were going through at all at the same time. So you got put in a certain group that was like a whittled down version of like the big group, and then your group rotated through after other groups, and you never really mingled with them. So this time there were only 2 groups, the yellow group and the black group, and we were in the black group. And it was way smaller, and the energy just all around was totally different. We also brought like a shit ton of equipment this time, like our own equipment, where last time we literally had a flashlight and that was it. We brought
our phones.
Yeah. We brought our own dowsing rods. We brought an IR camera, which is like a night vision camera. That thing was badass, but it was a pain in the ass to like carry and hold the whole time. We brought our spirit box. We didn't do our entire like spirit portal setup, which if you guys are interested in that, we can post kind of what that looks like. It's I think it's badass, but
Yeah, I wish we did, but like it would have just been a pain to like lug around with everybody.
Yeah,
going to each like session.
Yeah, it would have been fine. I think in the backpack or whatever, we brought like a whole ass backpack full of stuff that we carried the whole time. I think it would have been fine in there. It was during like the free roam where we had this big old speaker thing that I feel like other people who didn't have equipment would have just like clung onto us, maybe.
Yeah, gravitated for sure
into that. So instead, we just brought the spirit box itself with a pair of headphones. We brought a temperature reader, like a temp gun, and then just a GoPro that Sammy wore the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we have not looked at that footage yet because we've been super busy, but hopefully we got some good stuff on that. So we started off again this time down in the basement, but we actually went into a room I don't think we even had access to last time. I don't remember going in there, do you?
No, but I don't think we really explored very much of the basement.
No, because last time, I mean, everybody went to the basement, so it was just like chock full of people trying to talk to different ghosts, and mm-hmm. It was just full last time. Also had like terrible energy last time, so ugh.
Yeah, it was
The way that they ran the abbey back when it was like a fully functioning like monastery is they had nuns on staff who did all like the cooking, cleaning, all that, but they were not allowed outside of the basement,
which is so gross. Fucked up.
Yeah,
they're like, yeah, you can't go above ground, sorry,
but like do all of our work for us.
Yeah, but like cook our food.
And if I'm not mistaken, there's some history of some of them being pretty poorly treated just beyond that. So we went into the nuns' cafeteria area down in the basement. And I thought, well, so you experienced some stuff down there. You saw stuff in the corner, right?
That was the weirdest thing, because we were in there, and, like, we were at one end of, like, this room, and there was, like, an open doorway. And I know, like... I know that because the lights were on. Yeah, and it was not the one that we came in through. And, like, the people running it are, like, on the other end where we had come in through. And they're, like, focusing on that side. They're, like, look in this doorway and see if you see anything. And I'm, like, fuck no, I'm not looking over there because, like, I see, like, the shadow, like, coming in and out of this door on the other side.
Yeah.
And Jack, he, like, noticed that I was, like... something was wrong, and he's just like, what's going on? So I told him, and he's just like, I think that guy is seeing the same thing too, but...
Yeah, some other guy in our group was, like, also a little bit hyper-focused on that door.
He kept, like, pointing over at it to, like, the person that he was with, and so neither of us said anything, so that's great. But it was just weird. I did not get good vibes from that.
But we got almost no activity in that room.
Mm-hmm.
And so after a while, they moved us into... it's like the freezer. It's like a big walk-in freezer, basically, that is its own room, and then it has a couple of storage rooms off of it.
But it's
huge. Yeah, it's huge. And it's supposed to be notorious for all kinds of activity, but we went there last year, too, and didn't get anything.
Nothing.
And we, again, didn't get anything this time around.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah, which I think is interesting that they're... like, oh, these are, like, hot spots, and, like, we've been here twice, and nothing's happened.
Well, and it was crazy that the entire first session that we were in this group, we got no activity at all.
Yeah, no.
So that, I think also that kind of set us up to be, like, a little bit bored.
Yeah, and kind of, like, meh about everything.
Yeah, because it was like, damn, last time we were getting shit right away.
Yeah. Last time, when we first started, wasn't I put in that chair?
Yeah.
With my back to the hallway? Mm-hmm. That was interesting. Yeah, no, I did not volunteer for any of those things this time.
She absolutely did not.
No.
Nope. I feel like you were pretty scared the whole time.
Yeah, I was pretty terrified.
Very interesting, because last year she had balls of steel.
Yeah, I was like, let's go everywhere, and Jack's like, this is feels weird. And I was like, no, what are you talking about? There's no feelings in ghost hunting.
Turns out
there's all the feelings, and it's just happening all at once.
Yeah.
No, I think that maybe we would have had a better chance of getting some activity if somebody spoke German, because
mm-hmm.
they were talking about how, like, the nuns were... like native German. From Germany, yeah. So they spoke German, and that's like the best way to get them to respond. And so of course everybody's like saying like nine like
generic, nobody knew any
yeah
German,
no German. And I'm glad that nobody screamed like, oh my God, Hail Hitler or something like, dude, that, you know.
I could see that happening.
Yeah, I could have seen that happening too, and I was like, oh no, that was gonna be so bad.
Right. So after that we took a little break, and then we went up to the fourth floor.
Yes.
And that was cool.
Yeah?
I thought so.
How so?
No? I don't know. Well, it was not literally cool, it was hot as balls.
In fact,
this entire thing was so fucking hot.
The Abbey doesn't have air conditioning. Like, not any of it. And so, like, the most that they could do was, like, put, like, ventilation into the rooms. And by that, they literally are just putting, like, holes in the wall to the hallway.
Just to get, like, a little bit of natural airflow. But, yeah. No, it was miserable. It was miserable last year.
Like, yeah. But we were sweating.
Yeah. But this part of the group... Or I guess this part of the, tour? I don't know.
Yeah.
It was basically to teach people how to use crystals and how to use dowsing rods. And we love dowsing rods.
They're the best.
So we got, I think, 15 or 20 minutes to just free roam while we were up there with whatever we wanted to use. So we pulled out our dowsing rods and started to kind of talk to someone. Sammy kind of struggled with the dowsing rods this time.
Yeah, I don't know what it was. Maybe it was just like how I was feeling. It's but like
low energy.
Yeah, low energy. Yeah. And I didn't. Last time, like the last two places we've gone, I've gotten like such good responses with the dowsing rods. And this time around, like I felt like I was getting nothing. And like Jack took a turn and they were responding really well with him. So I don't know.
We struggled to get past like show basic me yes. questions.
Oh, yeah, that too.
And I don't know why that was.
I know why, and we'll share it at the end.
Okay. So we finished that, and then we went back down to the basement, and I had zero hopes for that. Right? Is that where we went?
Yeah, that is where we went. You're right. You had zero hopes for that because of our previous...
Yeah, so we went to this, like, storage hallway kind of thing, and I hated this area last time, so I was like, fuck me, and we're going...
Oh, yeah, this was the area that I was like, let's go to the very end and see what's going on. You're like, I don't want to, and I was like, I'm doing it.
Yeah, we did not do that this time. So we went in, and this one was when it kind of started getting weird. So they put us in this hallway. It's a group of maybe 15, 20 of us, and they just turned all the lights off. No cell phones, no equipment. You're just like in the dark, and it is dark, dark, dark. All you can see is the red light at the end of the hallway from their like IR cameras that they have for like cameras. Security and stuff. So, do you want to talk a little bit about what you thought about that?
Yeah. So, the people leading the session were, again, on the other side, and we were on, like, opposite of them. So they were near where we came in from, and they were like, everybody look at this doorway. Like, does it look like it's getting darker? Does it look like it's getting lighter? And people were like, oh, yeah, it's like I can't even see it anymore. But again, I'm hyperfixated on the other end of the hallway where this security camera is and the red light. And the
entire back half of the hallway where we're all focused on
we were all like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, like this doorway, but there's some shit going on over here. And like they're like, what? And there was like this white like light, like it looked like a backlight, like the room next to it was lit up, you know,
it was just like spilling into that hallway.
But there's no other rooms back there, there's no other doors. And like they were even like, is there a window that this could be coming in from? Nothing. There's no, like, there's a door there, but it doesn't have, like, a window there, and it just leads probably to tunnels, honestly. And, like, no one could explain this light, and for me, like, the light was definitely, like, it felt like something was going on, and that feels, like, weird to say. And then we would ask questions, and there was a lot of shuffling that we could hear. And for me, the shuffling was very, very faint, but, like, to other people, it was, like, loud, like right next to them loud. And I was like,
they said it sounded almost like critters on the walls.
Yeah. And
little nails on the walls.
Yeah, and I was like, that sounded like so far down that hallway, like that this tunnel. Like, I don't know how you heard that so clearly, because to me, it literally just sounded like somebody took like newspaper onto like dirty cement and was just like rubbing it around on the ground. You know what I mean? Yeah.
And one girl, like, really freaked out down there.
She super freaked out. Well, she freaked out because one of the tour, the employees started telling us the story about elementals. And she was like, don't say that. Don't. She's like,
do not. I don't want to hear anything about it.
Yeah. And then she's like, well, wait, it's not bad. And then she's like, they start crawling on the ceilings. And this girl was just like, stop talking.
She was like, that's what I didn't want to hear.
Yeah. And she was so freaked out about that, like, after the session when we took our little break, she was like, I wish she never said that.
Yeah, yeah.
She was so disturbed by it. She hated it. It is pretty disturbing to think, like, oh, this thing's going to crawl on the ceiling toward me. But, like, the employee was like, it's not bad, like, demonic, like you think in the movies. And so we were like, I haven't heard anything good about elementals.
Yeah.
But I'm not really, I don't know. I don't follow that stuff very well when it comes to stuff like that.
Right.
I'm no demonologist or mythical creature or whatever it takes to know those things. Right. Cryptidologist. I don't know.
Cryptologist.
There we go. Cryptidologist.
I just made that up.
That makes sense, honestly.
I can't really say I struggle with like my night vision. Pretty bad.
I couldn't see shit. It was the only thing that I saw was that like very, very, very dim light at the end of the hallway. But then like anytime I focused to like what was in front of me, black, just pitch black. I couldn't tell you who was in front of me or like how close they were or far away they were.
And people were talking about how they felt like it felt like someone was walking
between our
two groups. We were lined up on either side of the hallway. And there was like room in the middle of the hallway to walk up and down. But I don't think anybody was walking.
I didn't feel that or see that like other people said they saw and felt.
My only thing was I thought that somebody was standing, like somebody from our group was right next to me on my left because you were on my right. Mm-hmm. And when they turned the lights on, there was nobody standing by me. So that was my only real experience down there. Which I think everybody kind of amped each other up a little bit.
Yeah, because it's like once one person started saying like oh, I feel this. Oh, I'm getting cold. And everybody was like, I'm getting blue cold.
Lights. Oh, I'm seeing purple lights. Yeah, I'm that's like, another thing they were talking about.
The like employees were like, oh, if you start to see like flickering lights, like let us know. And everybody's like, the fuck are you talking about? And she was like, you know, like when you like fall asleep and you get like that static like light on your eyelids or whatever, you'll see that in like different colors that tells you what kind of ghost it is. But every time somebody was like, oh, I'm seeing that and it's like blue, and she's like, cool, blue. Like, what does it mean though?
Yeah. I have no idea.
Yeah, I've never heard like that before. So. But I guess we're all learning.
Yeah. So then we went to the abbot's bedroom, and I believe the abbot was like the head dude, head honcho there.
Yeah.
And his bedroom was kind of offset, like right next to the chapel. And we did not go in there last time.
Like, does this guy literally just wake out of bed and go to church?
It seems that way.
It's the weirdest setup. Mm-hmm. Like, I would have thought he would have been, like, up on the fourth floor.
Yeah.
With, like, everybody else. But then also makes sense since he's the abbot. He's, like, special, I guess. Mm-hmm. So he gets a good bedroom that's not going to make him sweat his balls off.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Private bathroom. Everything. I didn't really like this room.
No, it was the worst. This, the worst. I think, is where I really started to get uncomfortable.
And this is when they pulled out their Phasma box, which is basically a spirit box in, like, a...
just connected to, like, an iPad.
Yeah, it's like an app, and then they just put a speaker on it. And what they do to, like, debunk any issues with it is they just put the iPad on airplane mode, and that's that.
Yeah, like, the last time when we were at the prison museum, she said, like, it's never been taken off of airplane mode.
And she had one that she bought off eBay, and it was, like, forever in airplane mode.
Yeah, and she said that it, like, uses a dictionary, obviously, and it cycles through the words, but it, like, it's doesn't have all of the words that are used. Like, it's, like, a...
or sounds, like...
Yeah, what did they say? It was, like, some kind of, like, radio dictionary, so, like, curse words weren't in it, like sounds weren't in it, but we heard like a phone ringing. Like laughing wouldn't be in it. Like that's not a word, but we heard laughing a lot.
When we were at the jail, we heard like cells opening and closing, but never heard that here.
No, we did not hear that here at all.
And it was the same person with the same iPad.
Yeah.
And we didn't hear the same sounds. We heard bells chiming.
Yes. Like church bells.
Church bells chiming. It was crazy.
Yeah. So.
And there was one guy in our group who was, like, very sensitive.
He was so in tune with shit. He was phenomenal. I wish we were friends with him. And,
like, willing to share it, too. Like, I think a lot of people are probably like that, and they just keep quiet, and they're like, I don't want to say anything. He was saying everything, and it was awesome.
Yeah, he was like, there's somebody walking up behind me in the hallway.
Yeah.
And then we'd ask a question, the Phasma, and it would, like, correlate with what he was feeling. It was so weird.
Yeah.
Be like, oh, are you behind my friend? What was his name? Will?
Jeff.
We're going to call him Jeff. are you behind my friend Jeff? No. And then it would be like laughing or like somebody saying yes or something like that to be like, crazy. Oh my gosh, that's creepy. And he would just stand there and then he'd be like, oh, I hear something like down further in the hall, like footsteps. He would
go back there.
And then like the employee would be like, do you want to check it out? And he'd just leave. And I'm like, what the fuck, dude?
His wife was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Like, what? That sounds insane.
Yeah, so that was interesting. I just didn't like the vibes in that room at all.
No, and
it felt very like unwelcome.
Super unwelcome.
Like,
we need to
get out of here. Like some girl was like, "Can I sit on the bed?" And my instinct was like, "Oh God, no! Don't do that."
Yeah, no. And then she started like bouncing on the bed, and then like the Phasma,
it told her to stop moving or something.
It told her to stop moving, and then like the employee hadn't noticed until she was like, "Stop moving! What?" And then the girl was just like, "I was bouncing on the bed."
Yeah,
sketch. And then the employee wanted somebody to go into the bathtub and nobody like immediately volunteered. And she was saying my name. And thankfully then somebody volunteered because I was like, I was not going to do
Sammy
that.
Well, Sammy was standing right in front of the
bathroom. I was standing right in front of
and
the fucking
Sammy
bathroom.
And Sammy has volunteered for that kind of stuff at every ghost hunt with this same employee.
Yeah, so she's like, oh, she's down
like,
for anything.
Sammy will do it. Yeah.
Nope. Yeah, no. Not this time.
That girl wanted to get right out of that bathtub.
Yeah, the moment she's like, do you want to get out? She's like,
yep,
gone.
Bye.
Which is weird because the employee was like, nothing bad has happened in this bathtub that we know of. We just know that women aren't welcome. And that makes sense. It's the Abbott's bathroom. Like, why would he want a woman in his bathtub? Yep. He likes little boys. Right. Like, it makes no sense.
Yeah.
Speaking of.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the boys' dorm.
Yeah. So next to the main, like, Abbey building, the, like, chapel and all that, there is a separate building that was built originally as, like, a boys' dorm room. And I don't know if there was, like, a school or if it was for, like, up-and-coming priests
school based off of my remembrance from our previous research. I'm pretty sure it started as like a boys school. Obviously it had religious practice and
undertones,
teachings to overtones. It but the boys would stay there and then like during the summer they'd leave, so it was like definitely like a
school, like a boarding school. It's called Ullathorne Hall. And we did go here last time and didn't really get a lot last time.
No, I've never really felt anything weird in that except for to this time.
Yeah.
Everything just felt weird.
Yeah. It is currently used by the Boy Scouts, like the local Boy Scouts, and they have it as a year-long, like, haunt. So it's like one of those, like...
Year-long? Haunted...
Yeah.
Yes. I thought it was just during October.
Not that part. The rest of the Abbey, yes. It's just during October, but they said that they do this one year long, and that's why they had so much shit still in there.
There's
like dolls
sense.
In the windows and all that.
It's
stuff.
Creepy.
So, yeah, they do it as like a fundraiser, but it's like a haunted house attraction.
So like once a month, they're like, "Huh, we have some time. Let's do the haunted house this weekend."
Yep. So like you have that going in, but you can kind of tell what is fake and like what's just not. And so we went upstairs. To this like
pretty large, like it gave me library vibes but like without the book,
like small ballroom vibes.
Like it's definitely bigger than an office but like not necessarily like big enough for like a cafeteria.
Maybe it was like kind of like a shared living area.
Yeah,
I don't know, but we went up there and started doing what's called the Estes method. And if you've listened to us talk about these before, you would know what that is. If not, it's where one person takes the Phasma and puts some headphones in, goes to a separate area, so like a totally different room, can't hear us, has noise canceling headphones on, and we ask questions in the room and see if the answers he or she is getting in the Phasma correlate to what we're asking. So it's just kind of like a double blind safe.
Yeah.
What'd you think of that?
I don't think we really got anything all that interesting from the method. It was a lot of
laughing.
Yeah, it was a lot of laughing and a lot of nothing that really correlated directly to the questions that were being asked.
Yeah.
Except for at the very end when the employee was like, what did she ask? She asked something and it gave like a curt answer of some sort, and I don't remember.
There was a point where it told us it wanted us to leave, and that's when they were like, okay.
Yeah, basically, she was just like, she asked something, and it basically was just like, I don't want you here.
Yeah.
And so she's like, okay, fine, we'll leave, which yeah. I like that. I like that they're respectful. Yeah. Like, you want me to leave, we will leave.
Yeah.
You know, and I think after, if I'm skipping a lot of things, just stop me, but, like, after we went and, like, talked to her during Free Roam, like, when we were, like, checking out basically, and we were like, is it weird here, like, do things like change a lot, because it was like a completely different place. Mm-hmm. And she's like, they just got done filming something, and so she's like, it's been very, very like weird. I don't think she used the word weird, but I don't think aggressive is the right word, but it definitely was unwelcoming.
Yeah.
And I think that, like, she's like, they were moving things around, and that, like, there was a lot of people here all the time, and I think that maybe they're just fucking tired of it, dude.
Probably. I would be. So no, that's absolutely the vibes that I felt the whole time, was just like, please leave, we're tired of you guys.
Yeah, I think that's what we asked too. We're just like, you guys are here quite a lot, like, there's quite a lot of people that come through these doors. I don't know, I imagine if I was a ghost, I'd be pretty sick of it too. Somebody, like, a large crowd of people every single weekend coming up with dowsing rods and be like, show me yes, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not a show dog, bro.
Yeah.
Show pony, is that the right word?
Either. I mean, they're, yeah.
Either way, they are not here for our entertainment.
Right.
Which is kind of a bummer, because we had such a good experience last time.
And this one time was just kind of meh.
Yeah.
We just did not get a lot. So that brings us to Free Roam, and we went immediately up to, I think, the second floor to find one of the other rooms that we had, like, a lot of good.
The one, if you guys have seen our YouTube videos or, like, listened to the previous episode, we danced with a ghost. So, like, that was a very good experience, and that was a very good place to be. We were just trying to find that room, and we found it.
It was locked.
Which is interesting to me, because there were other rooms that were not locked that were, like, heavily damaged. I'm like, the ceiling's going to cave in on me.
Yeah.
And the room that we were in a year ago was, like, fine. Pristine condition. Like, as pristine as it could be.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
It was interesting.
So we went back to the other end of that long hallway, and the whole time, Sammy was, like, spooked. Like, as soon as we were like, okay, well, we can't go in that room, let's go look at other rooms. She, and I kind of felt this too, she was telling me that she felt like she could hear somebody following us. And she kept turning around to see if other group members had come up the ramp or,
I was like, so what? Convinced that it was somebody coming up that ramp, because it felt like it was at a distance. But, like, every time I turned around, it would start up again. It was the it was so fucking creepy. It was literally,
she ended up walking backwards.
It was literally like a little kid that's, like, you know, trying to, like, play, like, red light, green light.
Right.
It was awful, except for you can't see what's playing red light, green light with you. Yeah.
So then we went back downstairs and we found out where the, like, cemetery is.
Yes.
It was so fucking far away.
Like, you would think it would be, like, 100 yards away. Yeah. No, it was, like, 100 yards. That's kind of far. 100 feet, I meant to say.
Yeah.
It was, like, a mile away. But that's dramatic. It was not a mile away.
It was probably a quarter mile.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, not really all that interesting.
No.
It was, like, a not kept up cemetery. Yeah.
super not kept up, and the headstones, I imagined, because the abbey is very, like, very, like, just grandiose, you know? Yeah. And, like, the headstones are just, like, flat and in the ground. And I'm yep. like, what? Not even, like, an upright headstone? Like, yep. for all of these priests and nope. fathers and upright. Stuff? Not a and single all one.
Just the plain Jane, flat with the ground.
Which, I mean, like, I guess good for them for not, like, wanting to be, like, fancy in death, yeah. but, like, I don't know, that was shocking yeah. to me. And I love cemeteries. I love, they're so pretty, but that one was not
yeah.
pretty.
Yeah. So then we went back, went to the chapel next, and I don't remember, did we get anything, like, up? There's an area where you can go up, and that's, like, where the choir would be, and we went up there.
We walked up there, and, like, immediately we were like, nope, we gotta get back down. There
was just weird vibes.
It was... Like,
that was, like, the whole time, every time we went somewhere, it was, like,
into a new
very
room.
Weird vibes, and it's, like, I don't even want to, like, be here.
It literally felt like you walked in on people.
Yeah.
And they're just staring at you, and yeah. you're, like, I'm, my bad.
So sorry, bye. Yeah.
Wrong door, wrong room.
Yep.
It felt like that the whole time. The
entire time, which I think is why we were so bummed out, because it was, like, it didn't feel like we could stay long enough to get anything.
Evidence. Yeah.
And we might have stuff on the cameras and all that and all. I don't know, but... yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a few weeks until we can, like, sit down and yeah. really look at those since yeah. you're leaving. But yeah. I think... I lost my train of thought. Never mind.
So then we went back down to the basement for, like, a minute.
Yeah, literally a minute.
But there was, like, people... And
they were using the Phasma with a speaker, and so it was like, well,
in the basement, it just echoes throughout. So it's like anything we do is gonna be, like, muffled.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So came back up, and then we just went floor to floor to floor, until we got to the top floor. There's a couple times where we stopped in some rooms, and, like, I did the dowsing rods and, like, was getting weird feelings. I got my hair pulled a bunch.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah,
he was asking questions.
It didn't scare me this time.
Yeah, which is so weird, because, like, you're like, it's touching my hair, and I was expecting you to, like, bolt.
Yeah,
and then you're like, oh, it's touching my arm, and I was like, the fuck, who are you?
I don't know, man. Yeah, but yeah, we just got, like, little things here and there, and then not a lot of, like, extended contact with anything or anyone. We went to the top floor where we had done the dowsing rods earlier, and when we were doing that, the why are we calling them employees? What are they actually called? Like, guides? The guide?
I guess. I mean, they work there, so yeah. I was thinking employee. Her name's yeah. Jennifer.
She's lovely. She told us to try this one section, which was, like, a row full of sinks. It was just sinks,
which is kind of weird.
Yeah, and so we went there, and Sammy was using the dowsing rods, and apparently there was, like, a little kid's spirit that was roaming around earlier.
His name's Adrian.
Aiden. Same thing.
Sorry.
Tomato, potato.
Yes.
And you actually got some good stuff for a minute.
Yeah, we were getting good conversation. Like, we knew what yes was, we knew what no was, and I was asking what its name was, and then it touched my leg.
And then it touched my leg.
Yeah, it, like, touched the back of my right calf.
And then the front of my shin, which was, like, 2 feet from where it touched her.
Yeah, like, immediately after. So it was, like, a little kid that yeah. was, like, running between us
yeah.
and, like, just grazing its fingers along our legs. It was
creepy.
Yeah, it was creepy.
And
but
then it was gone.
Immediately after that, yeah. not a single response, nothing. And then we heard people with the Phasma coming up, and I was like, I guarantee you, he was like, ooh, yeah. that looks like fun, and yeah. just squirreled over
yep.
there.
Yep. And that's just kind of where we ended it.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't feel, like, threatened.
No.
And I didn't feel scared. Mm-mm. I did feel scared in the Abbott's room when I had my back to the bathroom. That yeah. was a very uncomfortable feeling.
Yeah. It was definitely more uncomfortable than scary.
Yeah. Time. I think maybe, yeah, scary is kind of a little bit much, but it was definitely
uncomfortable. I was scared last time for sure.
Yeah.
And this time not. So that was good.
Yeah. So That's it.
That was the Abbey.
That was the Abbey.
Absolutely recommend if you're ever into, like, wanting to try ghost hunting and doing more than just, like, a ghost tour, Ghost Hunts USA is adding all kinds of locations.
Every time I look on the website, they have, like, 20 more locations. Like, they have, like, 6 in Montana alone, and they only have 2 in Colorado. Like, what does that tell you?
And they're, I mean, big places. Like, you can go to Bobby Mackey's. You can go to...
The Conjuring House. You can go to the Villisca Axe Murder House.
It's just... It's so many places.
They are starting to get contracts with, like, these big fucking names. I'm surprised that the Stanley hasn't been added to that, but it's probably because it's a hotel, and they're like, we can't have you doing that.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how you would do it.
I don't know either, but, like, that would be such a fucking dope thing to do.
I know, right? But, yeah, if you're interested, look them up. They're awesome.
Yeah, they're all over the country. It's literally Ghost Hunts USA. It's not just Colorado. They... have so many places everywhere, so check it out.
Yep.
Oh, they're doing the squirrel. They have the squirrel cage. Is that what it's called? Yeah. Squirrel cage.
Yep.
Squirrel tail. Jail.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they have that one too. So if you live near the squirrel tail jail, you can go investigate it.
If you don't know what we're talking about,
check out a previous episode, like 5,
like 2 episodes ago.
Yeah, between 5 and 2.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else?
I don't.
No.
Nope.
Well, if you guys have any suggestions on where to go, let us know. If you want to email us just to chat, you can do that. Well, I don't know why I'm just rhyming. You should take a head. You should take the lead. Take a head.
Take a head.
Take my head.
You can find us on Instagram. Just search Who Knew Podcast. And then from there, we have a link tree that you can get to any of our other things from. That includes a Gmail account that you can email us on, Patreon, all that good stuff. So yeah, hit us up, and that's that.
Yeah. Thanks, bye.